Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on knowing God was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
It's by the grace of God. God has already given you everything. Understanding that would transform our lives. Totally transform people's lives if they understood that. And then grace and peace comes through the knowledge of Him, not through you praying, not through you being holy, not through you seeking God, bartering and making promises that I'll do this if you'll do this. It comes through the knowledge of Him. All things that pertain in life and godliness come through the knowledge of Him. And that knowledge has given us these exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Man, that is one powerful passage of Scripture. You could partake of the divine nature. Most of us are so in tune with our carnal, sinful nature. We sing songs about I'm only human, I'm just a man. Boy, I hate that song. I'm not only human, I'm not just a man. One third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. I've been born again. I'm a new person. But see, we face problems and the doctor says, well, it's stage 4 cancer, you've got no hope. And we just think, well, I'm only human, what can I do? I'm not only human. You have the divine nature on the inside of you. And you have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, living just inches away from that cancer. All you got to do is activate it and release it through faith. If you would begin to start taking these promises, you could access the divine nature and escape the corruption that is in this world through lust. And yet many of us are living like mere human beings, not recognizing who we are, focused only on the natural realm and our natural limitations. And, oh, I could never make much money because, you know, I just don't have an education. You don't have this, you don't have that. And so you limit what God can do. Man, the knowledge of God will change you. The knowledge of God. The Word of God is it's how God revealed Himself to us. And what you've got to do is go to the Word of God and start taking these verses and saying, Father, every word in here is a revelation of who You are and how You operate. What You've done, what You will do. And you start reading it like that. And you know what? You come to know God through His Word. As a matter of fact, I hadn't got time to read all of these verses, but let me just skip down that Peter, in this second letter to the people he was writing to, Peter said 3 different times, I'm going to stir you up through remembrance. I'm going to put you in remembrance of what he said. And he was saying in these verses, right after the ones we read, that he knew he was about to die. His time to die was approaching, and he had written these things down so that these people could have this stuff in remembrance and remember the things that he had spoken unto them. And he said here in 2 Peter chapter 1, let me start with verse 15. He says, moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. And then he refers back to the Mount of Transfiguration in verse 17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. Again, what he's trying to do is to say, look, I'm going to write these things down and leave you a copy so that you can keep this constantly in front of you, because what we've said, it isn't just fables. It's not stories we made up. We were eyewitnesses. We saw Jesus glorified. We were with him on this mountain when he began to radiate the glory of God, and a cloud overshadowed him, and an audible voice came out saying, this is my beloved Son. And they saw Moses and Elijah, and they talked with Jesus about his crucifixion. He says, this isn't something we made up. We've seen it. We've experienced it. And you know, the purpose that he's saying this is to try and get the people to recognize that, hey, this is God. This is God speaking through me. The words I'm speaking, they're God words. This is God communicating to you. You know, if I was to come to Chicago and if I'd got on and if I'd have said, man, I saw the Lord. I saw Jesus. I heard an audible voice from God. God gave me a message to come to Chicago and preach this message. And if I'd have gone on my television set, program, and if I would have started saying something tangible, physical about this, and that I've heard an audible voice of God, you know what? We would have had a lot more people come in here. People will turn out for that kind of stuff. But you have somebody come and say, man, God has spoken to me through the Word. I've got a revelation of the Word of God, something that's going to help you and change your life. You don't have near as many people show up. I'm not criticizing you. You're the ones that showed up. Amen. But I'm just saying that if I was to go out and say that we can promise you that you'll see something, that you'll feel something, there will be a glory cloud in this place. You couldn't put the people in here. People are physical. They're trying to access and to know God physically, carnally. And so Peter, aware of that, was giving them some physical things, saying, we have seen the glory of God. We saw Jesus radiate light. We heard the audible voice of God. He's giving them some physical things. But look at this in verse 19. He says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. He had just talked about seeing Jesus glorified and hearing an audible voice from God. And he says, I have something better than that. I have something more sure than that. What could be more sure than seeing the glory of God, hearing the audible voice of God come out of heaven? What's better than that? Verse 20 tells you. He says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scriptures of any private interpretation. The better word, the more sure word, is the written Word of God. You can know God better through taking the revelation that is in the written Word of God, then you can know God through having some kind of a visible, audible, tangible manifestation of God. And you know what? That's not usually very exciting to people. Most people only use the Bible hoping that God will do something supernatural. And the moment that God does something supernatural, boom, they'll throw the Bible down and they'll run and hold on to the goosebump. They saw a vision. They had gold dust in their Bible. They had something. And there's people that's the only reason they use the Bible, is so that they can have some kind of a supernatural encounter with the Lord. But the Bible here is saying that, you know what, the Word of God is actually a more sure word of testimony than any visible, physical, tangible things that you could have. When I first got really turned on to the Lord, I started hearing people like Kenneth Hagin. And I was raised a Baptist. And in the Baptist church, there wasn't any manifestations of the power of God. You got people born again and people experienced God in that sense. But we didn't believe in healing. We didn't believe in deliverance. We didn't believe in really feeling the presence of God. Nobody shouted and praised God. If you raised your hand, they'd say it's the third door on the left. Amen. We didn't raise our hands. We actually took a vote in our Baptist church about kicking a guy out because he would go around saying, praise the Lord. And they thought that was sacrilegious to say, praise the Lord. And they took a vote whether they were going to de-church this guy for mocking the Lord. We didn't believe in the supernatural. So when I all of a sudden received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and I knew that God was supernatural and that He could intervene and that we could experience supernatural things, I started seeking all of this. And I heard Kenneth Hagin talk about how that he had fire in his hands. And when he had put his hands on people, the fire jumped between his hands, or either it had just burned. And he could tell whether they needed to be healed or delivered. And he would see visions, and he saw demons, and he saw angels, and he heard voices. And I read about other people. And so, you know what? All of a sudden, I started seeking those things, saying, Father, if you do that for them, you'll do it for me. And I started looking for those things and praying for them. And this is a very condensed statement right here, but the Lord showed me through John chapter 20, Matthew chapter 8, that the centurion said, Lord, I have a servant that's sick. And he said, I will come and heal him. And he says, I don't need you to come to my house. You speak the word only and my servant will be healed. Because I have men under me and I say to one, go, and he goes to another, come, and he comes, and to another, do this, and he does it. You speak the word only and my servant shall be healed. Jesus marveled and said, I have never seen so great faith. There's only twice in the Bible that Jesus marveled at this man's great faith, and another time he marveled at his own disciples' unbelief. He was amazed people could be that full of unbelief, and he was amazed that somebody could operate in this degree of faith. What made that centurion's faith so strong? He says, you speak the word only. He trusted God's word. If God would say it, that was enough for him. And in contrast with that, his own disciple, Thomas, after his resurrection, he wasn't present the first time that Jesus appeared to his disciples. And so the other disciples told Thomas about Jesus being raised from the dead. And he says, I will not believe unless I can put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side. I will not believe. He refused to believe their report. And so just 8 days later, all of a sudden, Jesus appeared in the room. And this time, Thomas was with them. And Jesus walked right up to Thomas and said, Thomas, put your finger into the print of the nails. Put your hand into my side and be not faithless but believing. And Thomas didn't have to put his finger in. He just fell to his knees and he says, my Lord and my God. And he repented of his unbelief. And the Lord said this to Thomas in John chapter 20. He says, Thomas, because you saw, you believed. Yea, rather, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. He put a greater blessing on the person who only had the word only. Just like that centurion. You speak the word, and he says, that's the greatest faith I've ever seen. He told Thomas, you believe because you saw something, because of some physical, tangible proof. There's a greater blessing on those who believe because of the word.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach from his series entitled Knowing God. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Chicago, Illinois. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series R1058 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK144 titled Knowing God Through the Word when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
Our television and radio programs, our tapes, our books, our study guides, everything is designed to help share the Word with you. But you know, the very best way that I can get these truths into you in an in-depth way is through our Charis Bible Colleges. We have a campus right here in Colorado Springs with about 250 or so people. And then we have over 1,000 people that are in extension schools taking correspondence and things. There's many ways that you could take advantage of this, but I tell you, I just want you to be able to get saturated and immersed in this. And the best way I know to do that is through our Charis Bible College. So please call or write today.